We start today with ice hockey, and the Czech Republic got off to a winning start at the World Championship in Sweden, beating relative minnows Belarus 2-0 on Friday. However, the Czechs' second outing on Sunday exposed shortcomings in their play, as they lost 2-1 to the hosts. While goaltender Andrej Pavelec has been having injury problems, his replacement, Alexander Salak, has performed well. And the Czechs' main problem so far has been finding the net themselves. They've scored only 3 goals in 2 games, all from power plays, and were comprehensively outshot by the Swedes. The Czech Republic's defenceman had to work particularly hard in that match. Afterwards, one of them, Zbigniek Michalek, said the team can still turn things around.
There are areas where we need to fix things, but we're not dropping our heads. The tournament is long. One game didn't go well, but we need to put it out of our minds and learn from our mistakes. We need to improve the final phase, that moment of surprise. We have the puck on our sticks a lot, but we don't press the opponent's goal enough. We backs also need to improve to shoot at goal to get it into the goal area. We probably need to improve the final phase.
Zbigniek Michalek. The Czech Republic will get a chance to start putting things right in their next match against Switzerland, the surprise package of the tournament so far. That game takes place on Monday after the recording of our programme. Goaltender Salak will line up against the Swiss, despite having a broken finger. Moving on to soccer, and with only 4 rounds now remaining, Czech league leaders Viktoria Plzeň have moved a full 5 points clear of second place Sparta Prague in the race for the title. Plzeň beat ČSK Budějovice 3-2 on Friday evening, with the winning strike coming on 85 minutes, to heap the pressure on their rivals. However, Sparta were unable to respond at Slovan Liberec the following day, losing 2-0 to the defending champions and greatly diminishing their chances of taking a first championship in 3 years. In fact, history would suggest that Plzeň can't be caught. No club with such a lead this close to the end of the season has ever failed to lift the league trophy. Slavia Prague, meanwhile, are way off the pace in 8th place, but will perhaps take some heart for next season. They trounced the Jablonec 5-1 in the capital on Sunday in their first game under manager Michal Petroš, who returned to the club following the sacking of Petr Rada. That's all the sport for today.